请我们低头做一个祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
我们天上的父神，我们在你面前屈膝敬拜。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to pray to you and to worship you.
我们真是很难以理解你为什么这样爱我们。
It's very difficult to understand why you love us so much.
用我们自己的头脑，我们很难理解。
With our own minds, we cannot understand this.
因为我们不会像你那样去爱人。
Because we cannot love others as you do.
无缘无故地接受你这样的爱。
We don't know how to accept this love of yours.
差遣你的独生爱子离开荣华宝座，降世为人。
You sent your precious son to come to this earth away from all the glory that is in heaven.
我们连那一个小鱼都不如。
We're not even like that small fish.
你却是把你的自己来舍弃给我们。
But you gave yourself for us.
哦，神啊，我们求你今天在我们这个心里面得到回应。
We pray that today our hearts might resonate, might respond to you.
使我们能够明白一点你对我们这样大的爱。
So that we might understand a bit of your great love towards us.
足以能够激起我们对你全部的奉献。
That it might stimulate in us this.Commitment of our lives totally to you.
神啊，我们愿意在你面前一次再一次地更新我们的奉献。
Lord, we'd like to once again recommit our lives to you.
把我们的一生一世献给你。
To sacrifice our life entirely on your altar.
使你的爱在我们这一个小渺小的人身上得到一点回应。
And so that in your love in us can have a response.
这是我们的祈求。
This is our prayer.
求你听我们的祷告。
That you might hear our prayer.
我们把下面的时间交在你的手中。
Place the following time in your hands.
求你与我们同在。
That you might be with us.
让我们讲的、翻的、听的，都被你的圣灵所感动。
The speaker, the interpreter, and all here today might be touched by you.
并且使我们今后的生活和道路能够行出你的真理。
And in all our ways, we might indeed.Work out and walk out your truth.
祷告实在不配奉主的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
请弟兄姊妹，我们读一段圣经，诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel.
好，就先读这一节。
Oh, yeah.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道以色列人在旷野走40年的旷野道路。
We know that the Israelites they wandered 40 years in the wilderness.
神叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
That they might know his ways.
以色列人实在是这40年当中看见神奇妙的作为。
Indeed, the Israelites saw the marvelous works of the Lord.
在埃及的时候，他们看见神用十大灾难来对待埃及人。
In Egypt, they knew that the Lord used 10 plagues against the Egyptians.
这十大灾难对以色列人来说都是十大神迹。
To the Israelites, these 10 plagues indeed were 10 miracles.
因为没有一个灾临到以色列人。
Because none of the plagues descended on the Israelites.
然后他们从埃及出来，经过红海，更是看见神奇妙的作为。
And after they left Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea, it was another great miracle.
40年旷野的道路，他们看了无数次神的。作为
In the 40 years of the wilderness, they saw the Lord's miracles in many, many ways.
所以这里，诗人这里说是耶和华使以色列百姓知道神的作为。
And so it says here, he made known his ways to the sons of Israel.
但是对以色列人的领袖来说，神有更一步的要求。
But towards the leaders of the Israelites, there was another request.
不但让摩西要像民众一样只看见神的作为，而且要让摩西知道神的法则。
not only were Moses and the leaders to know the ways of the Lord, but also to know the laws of the Lord.
什么叫法则呢?
And what are the laws?
就是行事的一些规律。
And that is the laws, the precepts to live.
神让摩西要知道神怎样的去做事情。
The Lord wanted Moses to know what God's ways really are.
一件事情面临的时候摩西就能知道神怎么样，一定是喜欢什么，不喜欢什么，神怎样做。
And so Moses would need to know what God's ways really are, what God would want in this and that circumstance.
所以我们今天，对待许多事情也是，我们要知道。
So in order to consider many things, we need to know certain things.
知道神在这一件事情里面，神的心意是什么。
To know what God's will, God's heart's desire is.
我们才能使我们的生活和工作能够符合神的心意。
So that our life and our work indeed can correspond to God's heart's desire.
所以我今天早晨愿意用最后这一点时间来和大家分享一下怎么样来从中国的大陆的三十多年教会的经历来看见神的心意。
I'd like to share with you how in the last 30 years in China, how we can see God's ways and God's heart.
我们希望大陆的千千万万的一些基督徒所受的苦难不是白受。
We need to know that the sacrifice of the millions of Christians in China was not sacrificed in vain.
不但是他们自己在苦难当中得到了一些教训，而且能够把这些教训能够作为普世教会的财富。
I mean, they learn things during the time of suffering that it might also be beneficial to all those other Christians too.
好像我家里有两个孩子，我如果是拿起杖来打了大孩子，就给小孩子看。
It's like I have two children in my family. When I use a rod to discipline one, the older child, it is a lesson also for the younger one.
这一个杖打下去，大孩子得到了教育，小孩子没有挨打，看见哥哥挨打。就知道哦，爸爸不喜欢这件事情，我可今后就不要做了。
The older child is disciplined. He gets maybe the beating. He is the one who takes the suffering. But the younger one realizes the lesson and takes the lesson and understands what God, the father wants.
我说的颠倒了，我应该说小孩子挨打，大孩子受教训。
I reversed it. I should have said actually that the younger one is the one that takes the beating and the older one has to take the lesson.
因为在美国这里应该说是大哥哥，中国的弟兄姊妹说小弟弟。
Because in the Chinese tradition, we reverse the way of expressing it, I think.
不管怎么样，我们我试着在主面前寻求许多问题，我就希望能够提纲的来提出几条教训。
I'd like to share with you now a few principles.
我一定不是谦虚的说，我一定知道我所谈的这一些所谓教训，我的题目太大，而且觉得太宝贵。但是，我一定是总结的不完整。以后，我希望很多的弟兄姊妹要应该总结三十多年中国教会的经历。
I know it is much too large a topic, and I need to organize it.And I know that many people would need to really take the 30 years of China's history and really present it.
我们再读一段圣经，诗篇二十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 29.
二十九篇第十节。
Psalm 29, verse 10.
我顺便说一句，这个我常常在聚会里面听见领会的弟兄姊妹说，我们读哪一什么书，什么书多少章多少节，接着下边为了下边的弟兄姊妹方便说，就是圣经的多少页多少页。
I know that sometimes I hear that people are reading from the Bible. They will say what chapter, what verse, and then they will say what page.
我心里头有一点难过。
That saddens me actually.
这个说明什么问题？说明我们的圣经不很熟。
Because that defines a lack of knowledge of the Bible.
必须让讲员说出在 新约多少多少几百多少页，旧约多少多少页。
So that the speaker has to say which page it's on.
我希望 我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我特别勉励年轻弟兄姊妹，要实在要在读经上要狠下功夫。
I really want to encourage everyone, especially the young people, to really spend a lot of time studying the Word.
要系统的从创世纪到启示录，再从创世纪到启示录，系统的读圣经。
Systematically study the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation again.
把神的话语系统的领会在心里面。
To have God's Word systematically incorporated into us.
这样不单单是在聚会的时候，别人一说弥迦书。几章几节你马上就能翻到弥迦书，翻几翻就能一下翻过了，知道我过了再翻回来，没翻到再翻一下，不至于从创世纪一直翻。如果人家说要读约翰一书啊，有的人真是从创世纪翻翻，等他们还没翻到诗篇，人家已经读完了。
So that we don't have to fumble around trying to find Micah or First John or something like that.
另外就是你系统的读圣经，把神的话语融会贯通在你的里面，你面临许多问题，你就有一个神的标准来看待一些问题。
As you systematically incorporate the word into your life and yourself, then you will be able to have a perspective of God's word as it applies to your life.
因为我们的信仰要指导我们的生活。
Because our faith should direct our life.
这才是活的信仰。
Because it is a living faith.
而你的信仰从哪来呢？不是人的头脑所想出来的。
And where does our faith come from? It's just not from somebody's thinking.
不是人发明创造的。
It's not somebody who just invented it or made it.
常有的时候听弟兄姊妹交通说我的想法，我认为怎么样？我觉得这很危险。
Sometimes I hear people in Bible to study discussion say, "Well, I think this way and I think that way. That could be dangerous."
我们的信仰是一个启示的信仰。
Because our faith is a faith of revelation.
这个启示不单是自然界的那个启示，最重要的是这一本圣经给我们的启示。
Not only is there natural revelation, there's also a revelation directly from the Word.
所以我们的信仰要建立在圣经的真理的基础上。
So our faith should be founded on the truths that are contained in the Bible.
好，这是题外话了。
We get back to the subject.
好，29:10。
Chapter 29:10.
哦、我这个圣经奇怪，怎么没有呢？我第一次看见这样一本圣经，这是朱弟兄给我的。你看，这是刚说完读经，诗篇第十篇一下跳到55篇，中间断了。
29篇。
好，第十节，洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。
The Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever.
这是一节非常有气魄的圣经。
This is really a very bold section here.
从这一节圣经里面看见。神掌管历史，神掌管环境。
God orders the destiny of history.
社会上的政权的变革，是用属灵的角度来看，一切都是为着教会。
And from a biblical viewpoint, all the things that happen in society and the world are based biblically for the benefit of the church.
因此，中国大陆这30多年政权的变革。从属灵的角度来看，是为着中国的教会。
From this viewpoint, the political changes that have occurred in China are for the benefit of the church too.
为了要洁净中国的教会，造就中国的教会，以至于复兴中国的教会。
In order to purify, to build, and to construct the church in China.
中共政权的兴起，乃是神来洁净、修理、造就中国教会的一个工具。
And the rise of communism is a way in which to purify and to construct the church in China.
虽然我们看见教会所遭到的逼迫和苦难是那样的巨大。
Although we know that the sufferings and the trials for the church in China have been tremendous.
用短暂的眼光和表面的现象来看，中国的教会在那些年代中实在是失败了。
we can see, if we look at it from a very temporary kind of view, it seems as if there has been a failure in the church in China.
好像是神也失败了。
And it seems as if God is a failure.
真是不信的人不断地可以向我们说，你们的神在哪里？
A lot of times the non-believers indeed will say, where is your God?
如果我的孩子无缘无故地受到别人的欺负凌辱，我这个做父亲的能够忍下心吗？
If my son is disgraced, is bullied, is despised, will not the father, I myself as a father, feel very sad about it, at least disgraced.
但是人们看见许许多多的无辜的基督徒受到迫害。
And we see many innocent Christians who were persecuted during that time.
好像他们的神毫无能力去援救他们。
As if their God was powerless to save them.
神在哪里？
Where is God?
神的权柄能力在哪里呢？
Where is God's power and his might?
神失败了。
God is a failure.
这是暂短的眼光和表面的现象来看。
This is from a temporary and a superficial view of it.
好像在那个时期神静默。
It is seemingly as if God was quiet at that time.
忍心地看着他的儿女们在那里头受苦。
And was willing to see his children suffer during that time.
但是我们三十多年过了以后，
But after those 30-some years,
才明白。
Then we understand.
当时我们这些弟兄姊妹身临其境的时候，也不能够理解。
At the time, even we all, ourselves who were going through this process could not understand.
不知道有多少弟兄姊妹只是叹息的祷告，神啊，我不明白你为什么这样做。
Many Christians would pray and sigh and say, God, I don't understand why you're doing this.
但是三十多年走过了以后，当我们回头一看的时候，我们只能承认说，神的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路高过我们的道路。
But after those 30 years, we can only look back and say, God's ways are far greater than ours. God's ways are certainly much greater than ours.
因为我们看见，过了以后看见，失败的不是神，失败的是撒旦。
And then we realize that the failure is not God's, but the failure is Satan's.
失败的是那些逼迫教会抵挡神的一些权势。
The failure is those who attack the church, those who attack God.
不单是三十几年中国的教会的历史说明这一点，整个教会的历史更证明了这一点。
Not only was China's history illustrating this, but all of history illustrates this too.
历世历代一些暴君如何逼迫神的教会，无论是采取硬的手段还是软的手段，最后失败的都是逼迫教会的人。
Down through the generations, no matter how many tyrants oppress and persecute Christians in hard or soft ways, all the failure is at their hands.
我前几个月有机会来阅读一些教会历史的材料。
Recently, I've been able to look at some of church history.
更加深了我这个印象。
This really impressed me greatly.
无论是在强权之下来逼迫教会，或者是有一些文人用笔墨来攻击教会，最后失败的都是这些攻击教会的人。
Whether using might or whether using the literary work to attack the church, the failure has been in those who have attacked the church.
神的教会是巍然屹立，直到今天。
And the church of God indeed continues to today.
所以我说，荣耀权柄永远属于神。
And so the glory and the all power is God's.
这是中国教会这一段历史所证明的。
And this is proven by the Church of God in China.
而且说明了神是掌管着历史，也掌管环境的。
And so we know that God is in control of the destiny of history and circumstance.
因此我今天实在是愿意说，如果我愿意为中国教会所受的苦难而哭泣的话，我宁愿为在苦难当中神复兴中国教会而歌唱。
I could say that instead of crying for the suffering of the church in China, we should sing the praises of God of his work in the church in China.
这是从中国教会所看到的第一点，洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王。
And so this is the first point, that at the flood, God is at the throne.
我们再看一处圣经，耶利米书十八章。
Let's turn to another place, Jeremiah chapter 18.
5-10节。
Jeremiah chapter 18, verse
5 to 10.
5 to 10.
耶利米十八章五节到十节。
Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 5 to 10.
耶和华的话就临到我说。
Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying,
耶和华说，以色列家啊，我带你们岂不像，岂不能照着窑匠弄泥吗？
And can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this potter does?
以色列家啊，泥在窑匠的手中怎样，你们在我的手中也怎样。
Like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
我何时论到一邦或一国，说要拔除车毁毁坏？
In one moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to uproot, to pull down, or to destroy it.
我所说的那一邦若是转意离开他们的恶，我就必后悔，不将我想要施行的灾祸降于他们。
If that nation against which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent concerning the calamity I plan to bring on it.
我何时论到一邦或一国说要建立灾殖？
Or in another moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to build up or to plant it.
他们若行我眼中看为恶的事，不听从我的话，我就必后悔，不将我所说的福气赐给他们。
If it does evil in my sight by not obeying my voice, then I will think better of the good with which I promised to bless it.
好，我们用这几节圣经来说明神用苦难来摧毁，也用苦难来建造。
And so let's talk about how with suffering God destroys and God builds up.
摧毁那一些失去内里的属灵实际的外面的一些宗教活动。
The calamity, the suffering destroys and tears down the structure of organized religion.
摧毁那些没有属灵实际的教堂、组织、机构。
It takes down the organizations, the churches which are not spiritual.
建立真正的实际的基督的身体。
And it builds up the true body of Christ.
我们知道基督的身体就是教会。
And we know the body of Christ is the church.
在逼迫和苦难当中显出每一个人的信心、爱心、忠心，他的分量。
And in persecution and suffering, it shows the love and the patience of the true Christian.
也只有在苦难当中才能分出真假。
And it's only in suffering can one distinguish between true and false.
显出了是真为神还是为自己。
We can then find out whether it's truly for God or for oneself.
结合在逼迫苦难当中教会里产生的分化，就使我们看见神在其中的作为。
And when we begin to examine what suffering did, then we begin to realize what God did in that place.
在苦难当中，我们到底是得到什么益处呢？
And what kind of benefits did we obtain?
我们对待苦难有一个我觉得应该有一个正确的看法。
Toward suffering, we should have a correct viewpoint.
我昨天已经说过，苦难来临的时候，一方面我们知道是神和撒旦这两个阵营的征战。
When suffering comes, we recognize that it is a battle between God and Satan.
每一个基督徒都不能够把自己置身在这个属灵的征战以外。
We cannot, as each Christian, step away from this battle.
而这个神的这一边，这个阵营的元帅就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The leader of the armies of God is Jesus Christ.
他已经走了一条苦难的道路，用苦难来战胜了撒旦。
He has walked along the way of suffering, and through suffering, he has conquered Satan.
我们看见中国的教会也是怎么样来战胜了撒旦，最后撒旦失败，神得胜呢？
And so the church in China indeed has gone through this way and conquered Satan.
是由千百万个基督徒所经历的苦难来胜过了撒旦。
Through the millions of Christians who have suffered in China, Satan has been conquered.
不是用刀剑武器。
This is not using guns or knives or tools.
在我们的手里面唯一的武器就是我们忍受苦难的心智。
Our only weapon.Is our heart's desire to stand the suffering.
受苦为兵器，就胜过了撒旦。
If we use suffering as our weapon, then we overcome Satan.
因为我们许多的弟兄姊妹，每一个人的特点在我们里面都是有的。
Because in our own way, our own characteristics, we all have that.
在苦难来临的时候，我们不知道有多少软弱。
In times of suffering, we know that we have many weaknesses.
我不相信有一个人是生来就是那样的刚强，那样的属灵，在一切的征战当中都是所向无敌，常胜将军。我几乎不相信。
I don't believe that there's anyone who's so strong and so capable of taking this that we know that when suffering comes, this person will be victorious.
举世闻名的中国的布道家，刚强的，可以说基督的精兵王明道先生，到底是怎么样呢？
A great warrior of God, a great person in God's kingdom, Brother Wang Mingdao.
我在前年离开大陆的时候，我到上海，见到这位神的仆人。
The other year I went to Shanghai, I was able to see God's servant.
他和我交通了3个小时。
We talked together and fellowship for more than 3 hours.
使我更感觉到真是一位神的仆人。
And I knew more that this was really a servant of God.
可以说不愧为神的仆人。
This is the one who is deserving of the title to be son of servant of God.
因为什么？因为他在3个多小时和我的交通当中，最少有2个小时谈他的软弱和失败。
And in the 3 hours that we talked, he spoke at least 2 hours of his suffering, of his failures, himself.
我说他不愧为神的仆人，就是他是那样真实的，来把一个人在征战当中所遇到的许多问题，来公开的来交通给弟兄姊妹。
Because he was truthful and sincere, and he was willing to share with me publicly his failures.
他怎样的从失败、软弱当中起来，靠着主再一次的站起来。
In failure and in weakness, how he went through that, and then he was able to stand up for the Lord.
因为和我引起了共鸣。
Because what he said,
我也是
created a response in me, a resonance in me.
因为我也是在狱中的时候，牢狱当中时，我也曾经有极大的软弱。
Because when I was in jail, I had the same great kind of weakness.
我是罪名，就是王明道反革命集团的一个骨干，来进了监狱，在反对三自，不参加三自会而入的监狱。
Because of quote anti-revolution.
进了监狱。在反对三自，不参加三自会而入的监狱。
Because of quote anti-revolutionary activities, I was placed in jail because I would not agree to join the Three Self movement.
当这个手铐子没有戴到手上以前，我自己都是，当时我自己也觉得，我一定要做一个属灵战场的一个精兵。
Before the handcuffs were placed on me, I determined that I would be a great soldier for the Lord.
我当时表示头可断，三支会我绝不参加。
I thought that my head could come off, but I would not join the Three Self movement.
我嘴里不敢说，我心里在想，彼得那些话都是我的话。
And I didn't say it in my mouth, but in my heart, I felt that what Peter said was what I would say.
当初我们几个年轻弟兄姊妹在一跪下祷告的时候，有一个最突出的祷告。每一次祷告都再三地向神求。
And when we prayed down together, or three of us, we would have a similar prayer to God.
当别人都是求，我毕业以后，把我分配到大城市，给我一个好的工作，而当时我们的祷告祈求，不是在求一件事情。
Others might pray that when I graduate, I want to be want God to give me a good job, etc. Our prayer was different.
我们真是诚心的，不知道流了多少眼泪，求说神啊。求你给我十字架的苦难。
Sincerely and with tears, we would pray that God would give us the sufferings of the cross.
你把我放到最艰苦的地方去。
You put me in the most difficult circumstance.
叫我分享你的苦难。
That I might share your suffering that you had.
当时是很诚心。
This was a very sincere prayer.
我就很体会彼得说那些话，谁都离开你，我也不能离开你。
So I really understood what Peter said when Peter said, although all may leave you, I will not.
要说我是给别人听，有时候心口不一，我实在是不承认。
It isn't because I just wanted to say it for others, and that my heart was not feeling the same way.
我就不愿意听主耶稣下边那句话：“你今夜鸡叫以前要三次不认我。”
But I didn't want to remember that Jesus said the next phrase, and that is, "Before the cock crows three times, you would deny me."
所以神为了他的见证，为了他的荣耀，来保守这些年轻弟兄姊妹。 一直到手铐子戴到手上，是那样站着为主做见证。
So God preserved the testimony in glory, so that when the handcuffs were placed on the brothers, they would still be firm in their faith.
因为当时实在是看见神在一般的礼拜堂里面、教会里面，实在是看见神苦闷，找不到出口。
And indeed, at that time, we could see that God's working in the churches at that time, there was no voice for God.
就在这些年轻的弟兄姊妹、这些孩子身上找到了他的出口。
But yet, through these young people, God was able to find an expression, a voice for him.
来为他做见证。
To testify for him.
所以神为了他的见证来保守我们。
And so for God's testimony, he preserved us.
可是往往人对神这个工作有了误会。
A lot of times, man has a misconception about God's work.
他以为这是我的刚强。
They think that, well, it's my strength.
以为这是我的好。
This is my good.
但是这个见证做完了，神没有放弃这些孩子身上的工作。
But after this testimony was made, God does not finish with his work.
手铐子一戴上，放到牢房里头，坐在地下，整天就是这样在生活，这个吃饭，这一切都要这个样，这个不用说带上一个这个，你就是自己用一个手绢，你把手绑上，你这个吃饭，这个穿衣服、睡觉，一切都这样，恐怕叫受不了。
When you're handcuffed and when you have to eat and dress yourself and do all activities, it's not easy.
稍微一活动，咔哧进去一扣，哎呀，这怎么紧了呢？这想法想要松一松，一活动，咔又进一扣，一会儿手就紫了。
If you start moving your hands, trying to loosen it, it tightens up, and all of a sudden you find that your hands are purple.
所以我在那个在那种情况之下，我第一次的体会到人是何等的脆弱。
And then in that time, I began to understand how frail we all are.
弟兄姊妹的交通勉励没有了。
The fellowship and the encouragement of brothers and sisters is no longer there.
读经、祷告、唱诗。聚会听到一切供应全都没有了。
Prayer, singing, fellowship, being in meetings no longer exist.
家人的安慰、劝勉什么都没有。
The encouragement, the comfort of family members no longer exist.
一个人也见不到，一个声音也听不见，在一个阴暗、这个潮湿的一个角落，白天晚上就是坐在那里。
Sitting there in the damp, the cold, you can't even hear a sound.
这个折磨对一个二十一岁多的一个孩子实在是受不了了。
To a 21-year-old young person, that's not able to stand it.
你在这种情况下不好祷告吗
？To pray?
没有了。
You can't.
叫天天不应，入地无门，上天无路。
To cry out to heaven, to cry out to the land, there's no response.
求死还不得。
To cry out for death, and still it doesn't happen.
祷告一点也不像以前那样，一跪下。眼泪直流那种滋味没有祷告干干巴巴的最后干脆也就没有祷告了
and to pray out not even praying out with cries or sighs there's just no voice anymore
一天一天的过去一天天过去也没有人理你也不审问你就放在那里一天天的过去没有年日不知道什么时候是个近期
day after day it's the same thing no one cares for you you're left there and it seems that there's no end to that
在这种情况之下一败涂地
and it seems in that circumstance everything falls apart
那个平时的那些刚强没有了全都没有了而且人里边的那种叛逆的性格天生的叛逆的性格全都跳跃出来
and so the strength is all sapped away and all the things that are rebellious in us comes up
背叛
rebellion
批判心里就是这个一直在跳动着
A critical spirit, they all come out.
因为知道你如果批判了的话回头撒回马枪表示悔过就可以免去这一切
If I reject all this and then this will all go away
我承认有一些弟兄姊妹是在监狱里面是很喜乐很刚强一直到底能够站得住会有的
There may be some Christians who are able to be joyful and strong and throughout all this time, there may be some.
但我不是。
But I was not.
因为什么我不是呢？
Why not?
因为神不叫我是。
Because God did not make me.
因为我当时所承担的工作，在神面前有的侍奉，和我自己里面那个属灵的那个分量是不相称的。
Because some of my service was not at the same level as my own spiritual level.
所以神让我借着我来做完了这个见证，这个见证是为了神的见证，不是见证一个人是英雄好汉，乃是见证神在那个时代，在那种环境当中，神是要教会所走的道路。见证完了以后，神要在这个孩子身上要深深的做工。
Because after the testimony was made, the testimony of God in the life of a young man, and then God's work continues in this person's life.
要是说可取，只有一点是可取。
If there's anything that is desirable, there was only one that was.
就是我靠着神的力量恩典，我运用自己那个自由意志主权来选择了这条道路。
That is by God's grace and mercy I was able to select and elect this way that I took.
在恩典的荫庇下覆盖下选择了这条道路。
Under God's grace and mercy and protection I chose this way.
所以当主责备彼得的时候，主也没有忽略彼得的那个心智。
And so when Jesus scolded Peter, he did not forget the desires of Peter's heart.
所以在牢房里面，神就把我自己的本相完全显示给我看。
And so in the prison, God showed me what I really was.
我经过那一些软弱，那么时间的软弱，我才清楚地看见我是个灵。
And through this weakness, God showed that I was a spirit.
不对，我不是个零，我是个负值。
Oh, I'm sorry, that I was a zero.
我不是一个 zero, 我是一个负值。
I was even negative.
是永远偿还不了债务的一个债务。
It was something that really I could not pay this debt.
我第一次的看见，我是这样的软弱，这样的败坏。
I found that I was so corrupt and so much a failure.
过去一切的美丽，一切的刚强，都是基督的，那不是我的。
All the beauty and strength that I had was Christ and not mine.
我虽然没有祷告，但是这一个看见使我深深地在主面前伏伏在地。
And even though I didn't pray, this I saw, and this made me bow in the presence of God.
但是神恩典，他给我的软弱限定了一个界限。
But God's grace and mercy had its defined a limit to this suffering for me.
没有使我越过那个界限。
And so that I, in my weaknesses, I did not exceed a certain limit.
所以当那些逼迫神的教会的人，他们实在是很聪明，他们在那里观察这一个年轻人已经垮台了。
And the persecutors would watch and see when I would fall apart.
到了他们认为时机成熟的时候，一下把我踢出来。
And when they thought that the time was right, they took me up.
放到另外一个房间，
Put me in another room,
然后把手铐子解开了，
took off my handcuffs,
问一个问题，
asked me a question,
这会儿直截了当的问，
It's a very straightforward way,
毫不隐晦了，
in a very straightforward way,
你到现在还相信宇宙间有一位神吗？
Do you now believe that there is a creator in this universe?
他们已经很有把握，这个人，这个年轻人垮到这如此地步，他脱口，我一定会脱口而出，不信了。
And they thought that this was a critical moment, and that if they asked that question directly, then I would have to just say, admit my failure.
这个界限就在这儿。
That was the line.
这就完全不是我了。
And that line was not me.
神的恩典。
Because it's by God's grace.
我完全可以脱口而出说不信。
I could say that I don't believe.
因为我实在是当时有一种强烈的愿望想逃避这个苦难。
Because I had a strong desire to escape this suffering.
但我还不能够不忍的来以出卖主作为条件。
And I couldn't stand it and would have sold out the Lord.
但他们以为这一定会达到这个目的的。
And they felt that they would have achieved their purpose.
但是我也不知道是哪里。
There's a God?
我说对。
I said yes.
我说过去信，现在信，永远信。
I said I believe before, I believe now, and I will believe.
弟兄姊妹，我真是有这个经历。 这是一个奇妙的事情。
This is really a marvelous thing in my experience.
突然间，当我一说我还信，突然间我里面一下有一个很强的一个力量，一下冲上来。
And I had a great experience of the strength within me that welled up in me.
使我非常受感动。
So that I was deeply touched myself.
我看见了一件事情。
I saw something.
我尽管这样的软弱，这样的荒凉，但是神没有丢弃我。
I was so weak, so much a failure, and God did not throw me away.
我嘴里说了我还信，这就说明了神没有丢弃我。
And that I could say, I still believe, that proved that God had not left me.
昔日的神的爱，神的恩典，完全充满在我的里面。
God's love, God's mercy completely filled me.
好像火一样，忽然间把我一下又烧起来了。
Like fire, it burned me up.
好，于是我就一句一句地来回答他们，好，说了很多，回答了很多话语。
And so, word by word, I began to respond to them and respond to their questioning.
他们说：“那么你现在还祷告吗？”
And then they said, "Are you still going to pray?"
我说：“是，还祷告。”
I said, "Yes, I'll still pray."
好，你祷告什么？
What are you going to pray about?
我说：“我认罪。”
That I will confess my sins.
啊，对呀，是应该认罪嘛。
And they said, yeah, of course you should confess your sins.
好，说说你有什么罪吧。
And they said, what kind of sins do you have?
好，我说第一，骄傲自满。
I said, first, arrogance.
第二，对神不忠。
Secondly, not faithful to God.
第三，算了算了，你不用说了，不用说了，不用说了，不要说了。
As I began to enumerate, then they said, stop, stop.
谁叫你说这一些，让你说反革命的罪。
They said, I don't want you to talk about these. I want you to talk about your anti-revolutionary crimes.
那我只好，我没有可说的。
And so I had nothing to say.
我实在在神面前认罪悔改。
Indeed, I came before the presence of God to confess my sins and repent.
过去错看了主，也错看了自己。
Before I had a misconception of God and of myself.
以为一切都是自己的好。
Always I thought it was my own goodness.
这是我在监狱里面，神给我上了一个深深的一课。
And so God gave me a deep, deep lesson in the jail.
弟兄姊妹，我常想，我们人是一个混合物。
I always think that we are a mixture.
我们得救的基督徒，我们里边实在是有一个光明的一个生命。
We were saved. We have a glorious life in us.
有一个非常美丽的生命在我们里面。
A very beautiful life within us.
但是你知道，这个生命外边包着许多我们自己的那些杂质，那些污秽肮脏的东西。
But this is also wrapped by a body that is contaminated with all kinds of corruptible things.
不但是外边包着，有的时候好像叫我们觉得好像一个金属的一个合金的一个东西，外面沾满了一些污秽，而且这个合金里面还渗透着许多杂质。
And not only is it just precious inside and just wrapped by things which might be very dirty outside, it seems that even the inner part, the precious part, is contaminated.
这个外边的这一些沾染的污秽脏东西用水可以洗掉。
The dirty things or the rubbish that is outside can be washed away.
就好像我们外边的一些微小的一些缺点毛病，我们在听到弟兄姊妹的交通属灵的一些生活，好像也可以去掉我们许多缺陷。
That is some of the dirt that is outside as we listen to other people and their testimonies, the fellowship and the meetings, and then all these things can be washed away.
人们好像看我们也蛮光明的了。
And they might see, others might see that we are quite shining.
某某弟兄很属灵了。
Certain brother is very spiritual.
某某姊妹多爱主啊。
Certain sister loves the Lord so much.
这外边洗的也很好。
And we wash away the outer aspect, it looks very good.
但是掺混在里面的那些杂质是洗不掉的。
But there's contamination even within.
到时候它就要表现出来。
And when the time comes, these will be manifest.
怎么办呢？
What to do?
我想有一个办法，加热。
There's one way to do that, you can heat it up.
一加热，一加温，这个温度一加越来越高，这个杂质和这个金属它的熔点不一样。
And the melting point of the dirt and the precious metal, they're different.
温度升高升高升高，火的试炼升高到一定的温度的时候，杂质就飞掉了。
As the fire gets hotter and hotter, then the dirt and rubbish all is burnt away.
这个杂质一跑掉了，剩下是纯净的金属。
And what is left then is this precious metal in its pure form.
我真想，我实在是这样一个情况。
I feel that I'm just like that.
我想很多的基督徒恐怕也是这个情况。
I think many Christians are like that too.
在我们里面隐藏着的那一些东西，需要去掉的一些东西，只有经过火来加温才能够去掉。
There are certain things within us that can only be purified through the fire.
从这一点来看，基督徒接受苦难的熬炼，他的内在的因素就在这里。
And so in the sufferings and trials of Christians, going through the trials, this is what happens.
所以我们说圣经的话，说我受苦与我有益。
And so the Bible tells us it is good that we are afflicted because it is good for us.
彼得说，那受过苦的人就与罪断绝了。
And Peter says that those who are afflicted, they will depart from sin.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，如果我们在这里没有像在大陆那样有人在逼迫你那样的苦难，那你在生活当中可能有其他方面的一些苦难。
Even though you don't have the suffering of those in China, you may have many other kinds of suffering.
你的疾病，或者是你的失业，或者你的失望，或者你的亲人离开了你，或者你遭到了其他各方不同的一些打击。
It might be in your sickness, in your work.Or in your disappointments, or in your loved ones leaving you.
我劝你不要从外面来看，你要回到你的里面来接受这个温度升高对你所起到的益处。
I wouldn't look on the outside. I would urge you to look on the inside and to realize what happens when the temperature goes up.
我愿意举一个比方。
Let me give you an example.
有一个美术家画画画得很好。
There's an artist who was a great artist and did very beautiful artistry.
他的老师是一个很有名。很高超的一个美术家。
His preceptor was a very good artist too.
有一天，他拿着画板和笔墨，彩色到深山里面去写生。
And so one day he went into the mountains in order to paint.
他就放到一个大的山上一个大的石头，把那放在那里就在画画画。
And he places a painting on a great rock and began to paint.
画完了以后。他拿着笔自己在欣赏自己画这个画。
And so after he finished, he took up his brush and he was appreciating his own work.
欣赏他的作品。
Appreciating his own masterpiece.
但这个画很大，这个这样近处看是不好的，要往后退着慢慢退着看，越看越好，越看越好。
And so, but the painting was very huge and so he had to back up to kind of appreciate it.
一边看一边往后退。
The more he looked, it looked better, the better.
一退退退退到远处看的欣赏的。不得了，心里非常满足。
And he backed up to quite a distance, and he was very satisfied with his masterpiece.
但是他没有想到，他再往后退两步，就要掉到下边一个深的一个山涧当中去了。
He didn't realize that two more steps, and he would fall into a deep ravine.
是多么危险的一个时刻。
This was a very critical moment.
他的老师来了。
And at that time, his master came.
他老师带了一看，太危险了，怎么办呢？也不敢喊他，一喊他，他一下掉下去怎么办？
His master saw that, but he didn't dare cry out because he was afraid that that might frighten him, and then he would fall down.
他自己陶醉在自己的作品里面，却不知道自己那危急的处境。
And so he was so engrossed in his own masterpiece, he didn't realize the danger that he was in.
大家知道这个时候他的老师只有一个办法。
And so we know that there was only one solution for his master.
拿起他这个墨水瓶，咵一下就。摔到他的这个画上了，把他画给破坏了。
And so he took the paint and he threw it onto the painting.
他这个学生一看，生气了。
And so his student was angry.
三步两步，几个箭步就跑上来了。
And so he ran up.
跑来，我抓住他的老师，你在做什么
？He said, "What are you doing?
你怎么太残忍了？"
How come can you be so cruel?
你比杀了我都厉害，你怎么这样残忍
？How can you be so cruel? It's worse than killing me.
他没法谅解他的老师所做的这一件他不理解的事情。
He cannot understand what his teacher did.
他老师说：“你回头看看你在哪里。
”Says, "Can you look back and see where you were?"
他一看，他才明白。
And then he saw and he understood.
他美丽的作品被破坏了，是挽救了他的生命。
His beautiful masterpiece was destroyed to save his life.
作品宝贵还是生命宝贵
？Is your masterpiece more precious or your life?
当他不明白的时候，他在怨恨他的老师。
When he didn't understand, he was critical of his teacher.
当他明白过来的时候，他就会感激他的老师。
When he understood, then he was appreciative.
我不知道我们当中有没有这样的朋友或者弟兄姊妹，你所遭遇到的一些打击，你现在还不明白，你在这埋怨或者埋怨神埋怨主，怎么这样的来苦待你，怎么这样的来叫你遭遇到一些事情啊？你希望你能够转过心意来看看神为了爱你破坏了你的作品。
And so if we have setbacks, or do we have any that make us angry and critical of God, and we're always saying, why is God letting me do this? If we could just step back and understand the position that we're in, turn back and realize what God is doing in your life.
在中国的教会历史上有很大贡献的一位英国的传教士戴德森先生，大家知道。
We know that there is a great servant who has contributed a great deal to the history of the church in China, Hudson Taylor.
戴德森的妻子患了重病去世了。
His wife had a great illness and she died.
不但是他这个妻子，是他很得力的一个同工。
Not only was she his wife, she was also a great co-worker of his.
他正在工作需要的时候，而且不是自己的工作，是神的事工正需要的时候，突然间神把他接回去。
In the time of great need, when he really needed her, and indeed when God's work really greatly needed her, she died.
他没法理解神为什么这样做。
He could not understand why God did that.
他痛苦得不得了。
And so he was in great suffering.
但是在那本书上我看到非常宝贵的一句话，戴德森那个书上说，谁拿走了这盆花呢？
And so he wrote something very dramatic and very touching to me in his book, and he says, who took away this flower?
是主人。
It is the master.
花的主权是主人，而不是我。
The prerogative is the master's, not mine.
当园丁一知道这盆他培养最好的一盆花是被主人拿走了，他默然无语。
And so if the gardener realizes that the master has taken the flower, then he will not complain.
所以我们在生活当中也常常是这样，如果苦难临到你的时候，在主面前回到里面来考验你的信到底有多少分量。
And so in the great time of trials, as we look at it deeply inside and realize what God is doing, then we can understand.
苦难对中国的教会实在是一个恩典。
The sufferings of the church in China was a time of blessing, a grace time.
我是说的是第二点。
That's the second point.
第三点我说到装备的问题。
And so the third point is the equipment.
养兵千日，用兵一时，这是中国一句古话。
In order to prepare the army for battle, the preparation is a long period.
现在我们常听到许多弟兄姊妹说是平时要加强装备。
We a lot of times we talk about how to equip the Christians.
特别是香港现在这种动乱的时刻，大家更注意到香港的基督徒的装备问题。
Especially in Hong Kong, in a time of turmoil, it is especially important.To remember equipping the Christians.
关键时刻能够站住见证，是因为平时的切实的操练的结果。
The way to win a battle is the critical time is a time of training and preparation.
考验临头，丢盔卸甲，那是平常虚浮的宗教装饰的后果。
At a time of battle, when one throws down one'sarmor, it is a reflection of the inadequacy of the training.
因此战前的装备是非常重要的一件事情。
And so the preparation before the battle is so very important.
我们基督徒在主的做主的精兵，在属灵的战场当上，这个属灵的操练是非常重要。
The soldiers of Christ in the battlefield, that training time is so important.
但是这个操练是什么呢？
And what is that discipline and training time?
到底今天我们用什么来装备我们自己？
What are we using to equip ourselves?
去迎接这一个严重的属灵的征战。
To face this important spiritual battle?
我说必须要用知识和灵命密切的结合来装备我们自己。
We need knowledge and we need a spiritual life close together to face this war.
不能够使知识和灵命分开。
And they cannot be separated.
知识和生命是二者也不是并重，一半一半。
It's not that they are equally important for spiritual aspect and the knowledge.
我的领会就是让属灵的知识、圣经真理的知识来渗透到我们的生属灵的生命里面去。
but that the knowledge could be permeated and totally into our spiritual life.
在属灵的追求，让属灵的知识、圣经真理的知识，来渗透到我们的生属灵的生命里面去。
But that the knowledge could be permeated and totally into our spiritual life.
在属灵的追求的道路上，走一条真理和生命的道路。
And so, in the spiritual way, that we would be pursuing after the spirit and the truth.
我说，切记装备成真理知识，充塞头脑，而属灵的生命却贫瘠薄弱。好烦，就是要防止头脑里面知识的装备，而忽略了生命上的装备。
We cannot just stuff our head full of knowledge and forget the spiritual equipment.
生命上贫穷积薄，弱不禁风，风浪一来就倒。
If our spiritual life is weaker, it will be so frail that when the wind and waves come, it will not stand it.
或者是把属灵的知识变成了一种社会学的学问来去追求，成了一种渲染个人的装饰个人的一个资本。
Or knowledge just becomes a way of meeting the needs in society and just an ornament to our life.
我这说的是，不是说不重知识，而是知识来渗透到我们的生命里面去。
It's not that I don't emphasize knowledge, but knowledge has to be permeated into our spiritual life.
不只是在我们的头脑里的理论，而是在我们渗透到我们整个人的这个属灵的生命里面去。
And not only is that knowledge to be in our mind, but it has to go throughout our spiritual life.
同时也应当避免，满足于片面的属灵的经验，而忽视属灵的知识的追求。
And we can't, on the other hand, either take a spiritual experience and without the basis of the facts and knowledge.
以个人的特殊的经历来代替普遍的真理。
And to use just our own individual spiritual experience to generalize as a spiritual fact.
走向这个极端，就很容易产生错误和疑端出来。
If we go along this path, it's very easy to produce a cult.
所以神的工人，无论是对于自己本身，或者是对于信徒的栽培，都应当以知识为手段来培养灵命为目的。
And so a servant of God needs to use the knowledge aspect for his own growth and for that of the believer to strengthen the spiritual aspect.
从中国教会三十多年的经历也看见这一点，就是单有属灵的道理、神学的知识，而不在生命上操练自己的，不过是纸上谈兵，上不了沙场。
And so in the 30 years of China's experience, all the theology, all the training, if it was not part of the spiritual life, we see that that's only all in theory and paperwork and not anything which can be equipped for battle.
我们在属灵的战场所需要的不是舞台上的那个刀光剑影。
And so in the spiritual battle, it is not a battle just using the play-acting types of weapons.
那个是供观众来观赏用的。
This is only for the audience to appreciate.
多么美丽，舞蹈，那是一种舞蹈。
And see how beautiful all the weaponry is on the stage.
我们今天实在是需要在深山老林里没有人欣赏，没有人看见那个真功夫。
And what we need to appreciate is the true skills that are acquired in the mountains of discipline.
像保罗所说的，我打拳不是斗空气的，奔跑不是无定向的。
And as Paul says, I am not pummeling the air and just fighting against nothing.
我们的每一拳每一脚要打到沙的。